took a chance this year. We you know, gambled on trying to get up when we got close to those playoff places. It didn't quite work out. But I think we've had something like 5 goalkeepers in one season. So, you know, what can you do when you have these kinds of injuries? It's just, you just got to move on. I mean, what's fantastic is our youth development program is going from strength to strength. I think we've introduced about 6 youngsters into the team now this year. They're young, they're fresh, they're vibrant. They play great football, and they integrate well. They've integrated very well with our, you know, with our experienced players. So what's not to be happy about?
You also talk about the facilities, saying that they're the best bar none in the whole division.
Well, I think they're the best bar none other than some in the Premiership. I mean, we have an international training facility. Brazil train there, Germany. We've had Spain there a few weeks ago. Scotland were training the other day. We hosted the Nigerian international just a week or so ago. You know, we've. I think without a doubt, anyone will tell you the Hive is a top class venue.
Tell me about the change that you made when Kevin Nugent took charge, taking over from the duo that you had, because some fans will probably be thinking that it didn't work out when you were actually on quite a good track. What was the thinking behind the move?
Well, no, we started well, but then we went 6 games with mixed, well, poor results, to be honest. And clearly, the you know, having 2 people in charge, people questioned whether that would work. And it was always an interim measure. And I suppose because it started well, we kind of hoped it would, you know, work out and maybe left it in place longer than we should have done. So the issue then came, how do we try and move on from there? And with only 2 or 3 months left of the season, we thought we need to get somebody experienced in quick, who hopefully would be able to add that ingredient we needed to get, you know, to get promotion. But within no time, our best midfield player got injured, our goalkeeper got injured. But not to make excuses, we still have a squad there that should have maybe challenged better, but it didn't happen. But it was always an interim gamble, and we knew that. We took a chance, we rolled the dice, it didn't work out. But we carried on with the youth development program to get these kids integrated with the experienced players for next year, because we know we will just get stronger and stronger.
You mentioned James Thorne. What's your hope for what he can do in terms of, you know, modernising what you've got, so that when you make a managerial change, it doesn't really affect what's happening throughout the club?
Yeah, so what happens generally is manager changes, and you end up losing your physio and your coaches and your recruitment staff, and the club sort of lurches backwards and forwards with these changes. The bigger clubs are much more stable than that now, and we're trying to emulate that at our level. So we want to, you know, we want to maintain the system and the staff that we have in place. James was with me for many years before he got offered a better incentive to go to Arsenal for a while. He's now back with us, and we have a reasonable structure in place, but we need to improve upon it and make sure that our recruitment policy is good and stands strong, regardless of who the head coach is. We use the term head coach rather than manager, because we don't believe this expert of everything exists anymore in the modern game. There are people who are experts on the sports science side of things, on recruitment, on analysis. Medical now is at a level that goes well beyond the past. You know, the magic sponge is no longer the name of the day. So football's changed, and it's modernised, and it's more specialist, and we're trying to change with it.
You mentioned at the very start of your statement about being shocked and surprised by some of the recent comments from supporters. Can you let us know what they were getting at, what sort of stung you from what was being said?
Just the negativity. I was really surprised that, you know, I mean, it's quite clear what we're trying to do, and it's obvious that, you know, this is football. We can't all win. Guess what? You know, only 3 teams or 4 teams, you know, 3 teams will get automatic promotion, 4 teams will get promoted in total from our division. So by, by sheer mathematics, 20 of the clubs are going to fail in one respect or other. And the truth is, you know, when you're playing with teams like Portsmouth, who have 18,000 crowds against our 2,000, you know, you've got a huge, huge task in our division. You know, just imagine that kind of equation in the Premiership. You know, it would be like, you know, a team having a 300,000 crowd against a team with, you know, a few thousand. It's just madness. So, you know, there's a massive disparity in income, in, you know, that exists within our division. We punch above our weight. We have facilities now that are second to none. We are considered one of the most financially stable clubs in the league. And what we need to do is just keep building on our strengths. You know, if our supporters can get behind our team, understand what we're trying to do, accept that we won't win every game, and sometimes things will go against us, and just keep supporting and keep pushing. I know that extra little bit of help will make a difference.
Why did you make the... I'm interested to know why you make the change now, and whether you will get someone in with the few games remaining, or whether you will wait till the start of next season.
You mean the change with Kevin?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin had a deal to the end of the season. I was very clear about that at the time. It was a short-term deal. It was until the end of the season. He started to get a bit of abuse, which I didn't like. I didn't feel that was fair. He was doing great work behind the scenes with all the kids. And you know, what we felt was, look, we might as well push forward that, make it known that we are looking, just to make sure we get all the CVs in and that we can see everybody, you know, trying to get that appointment in for next season sooner rather than later, so we can hit the ground running.
Martin Allen is available.
Martin. Oh, I do love Martin. Yeah, I mean, Martin's been with us, what, four times now. And, you know, Martin really can come in and do a job with any club. But for us, we kind of want to move on in a different direction now. We want to focus on people who are more coaching and development based, if you like.
Okay, and you did mention as well in the statement about a couple of big signings potentially for next season. I mean, there's a lot of positivity coming through in your statement. You think that I think the wording is a couple of strong signings this summer.
Yeah, we spent nearly £250,000 in January. I think we may have been the highest spenders in our division. And as far as we're concerned, whoever comes in will have the freedom to sign some more players. I mean, looking at our squad, I think we need at least three. And what we want them to do is to sign players who are going to make a difference. It's, you know, we need players who are going to be part of the starting 11. So that the others who we have are fighting for that place and creating competition, rather than people who are going to make up the squad. The squad is strong. What we need to do is strengthen the 11.
And just finally, you said 20 years. You know, it doesn't seem like that to me, but are you still as passionate about it as you ever were?
Do I sound like I'm not passionate?
Not at all. I mean,
there is nothing I want more than to see us promoted. It's such a burning ambition of mine, but I just decided a long time ago to be patient and try and build the place brick by brick. I keep watching clubs, you know, kind of go up and then collapse and come tumbling down again, and I just didn't want that for Barnet. If you know, we will still try and do things in the correct way and the proper way, but don't underestimate my ambition. Never underestimate that.
And with that in mind, the final point I wanted to make was about Leighton Orient. What do you make as a chairman of what's happened at that great club?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's an example of what I've just been saying. You see, they threw a lot of money at the team when the new owners came in, but they never thought about the rest of the infrastructure. And they're a great club, Leighton Orient. I mean, you know, they should never be in those dire straits. And, you know, when they had Barry there, Barry was a safe pair of hands. But, you know, I am 100% certain they will fix their problems and they will be back and they will be a strong force.
Do you think they'll have to do that, though, with a different chairman eventually?
Oh, I can't comment on that. You know, it wouldn't be right to, but clearly they've got some things wrong and they need to kind of try and fix those.